May 30, 1925. How one who does the divine will is placed in the same conditions as the very blessed. The knowledges of it are like many doors of light, of grace, of divine communications, which are opened. I was feeling oppressed because of the loss of my adorable Jesus. Oh, how I longed for his return! I called him with my heart, with my voice, with my thoughts, which his privation rendered awake and active. Oh, God! How long are the nights without Jesus, while, with him, they pass as one single breath? And I was saying, my love, come, do not leave me. I am too little, I need you. And you know that my littleness cannot be without you. Yet, you leave me? Ah, come back, O Jesus! At that moment, he extended one arm around my neck, and he made himself seen as a child, pressing his head, very strongly, against the interior of my breast, and knocking with his head against my breast, to the extent that I felt it break down. So much so, that I trembled and feared. And Jesus, with strong and sonorous voice, told me, my daughter, do not fear. It's me, I do not leave you. And how could I leave you? Living in my will renders the soul inseparable from me. My life is for her more than the soul to the body. And just as the body without the soul turns into dust, because it lacks the life to sustain it, in the same way, without my life within you, you would remain emptied of all the acts of my will in you. You would no longer hear my voice in the depth of your soul, which repeats and suggests to you how to fulfill the office of my will. If there is my voice, there is also my life that emits it. How easily you think that I may leave you. I cannot do it. First you would have to leave my will, and then you could think that I have left you. But also for you it will be difficult to leave my will, not to say almost impossible. You are in a condition which is almost similar to the conditions of the blessed in heaven. They have not lost their free will. This is a gift which I gave man, and whatever I give once, I never take back. Slavery has never entered heaven. I am the God of sons, not of slaves. I am the King who makes everyone reign, there is no separation between me and them. But in heaven the knowledge of my goods, of my will and of my happiness, is so great and so vast that they are filled to the brim, to the point of overflowing. And so their will finds no place to act. And while they are free, the knowledge of an infinite will and of the infinite goods in which they are immersed, leads them, with an irresistible force, to use their will as if they did not have it, considering this as their highest fortune and happiness, but still, in spontaneous freedom and of their own will. The same for you, my daughter. Making my will known to you has been the greatest grace I have given you. And while you are free to do your will or not, before mine, your will feels incapable of working, it feels annihilated. Knowing the great good of my will, you abhor yours, and without anyone forcing you, you love to do my will, in view of the great good which comes to you. And the many knowledges of my will, which I have manifested to you, are divine bonds, eternal chains that surround you, possessions of celestial goods. And if you wanted to escape these eternal chains, to break these divine bonds, to lose these celestial possessions also in this life, your will, though free, would not find its way out, it becomes confused, it sees its littleness, and fearing itself, or a trick of its own, it dives and plunges itself into my will, with more spontaneous love. Knowledge opens the doors to the good which is known, and the more knowledges I manifested to you about my will, the more different doors of goods, of light, of grace and of divine participation, I opened for you. These doors are opened for you. And as these knowledges reach the midst of creatures, the doors will be opened for them, because knowledge makes love arise for the good which is known. The great door, which I will open, will be my will, so that they may close the little door of their will. My will make them abhor their own, because in the face of my will, the human is incapable of acting. With the light of my will, The creature can see how insignificant and good nothing her own is. Therefore, as a consequence, the creatures who will penetrate into these divine knowledges, according to the efforts they will make in order to reach them, will keep their own will aside. Moreover, you must know that when I manifest to you one knowledge about my will, only then do I decide to open another door of my knowledge. When you have let all the good of what I have manifested to you enter into your soul. If I did not do so, yours would only be the news of that good, but not the possession of it. And I cannot do this. Whenever I speak, I want the good which I manifest to be possessed. Therefore, be attentive in the practice of my will, that I may open to you more doors of my knowledges, and that you may enter more into the divine possessions.